When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know what games you guys were watching last night, but if you weren't watching the Mariners-Blue Jays game, you missed out on one of the greatest Game 7s of all time. Wow.
I was just so hopeful. And I know Toronto hasn't been to the World Series in decades, whatever.
32 years.
But Seattle has never been once, not one time, not once, once, one time. Look it up.
There's always next year.
But Dan, don't you think you would get nowhere near the finish line?
No.
Then get right up to the door of going to the World Series.
And
the
then door, have it snatched.
Yeah, the door was actually open this much. And then it was open quite a bit during the earlier innings. And then it slammed on their faces. And my heart broke for Seattle.
Well, we were laying out back on the patio couch, watching the game on the outdoor TV, and it was the end of the sixth inning. You know how I am. We like to go to bed early. She gets up really early to go to Leavenworth. And I'm like, babe, you ready to pack it in? And she says, do you think you got one more inning in you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, all right, I got one more inning. And then he comes up to bat. What was his name? What's his name?
I don't remember which one it was.
George Springer,
thank you. Comes up and just cracks that homer. And I'm like, thank God we stayed up.
Because now we're down one. And I now
we're up one.
Really thought after that, after their home run, we would come back. I say we. I don't know. I don't even know anyone in Seattle. And I'm saying we. That's how bad I wanted them to win. And I do think it's worse that you get right up to the door and miss it by this much. I've always said I'd rather be 40 yards away from the flag than a half an inch and not get the hole in one.
Well, let me ask you this. What season was more fun? Going to the Royals, going to the World Series in 2014 and losing, or the Royals this season knocking on the door of getting to the playoffs and not going?
You're right. And there's a viral video today, you guys. They're doing the post-locker room interviews in Seattle. Everyone's just down, as you can imagine. And Mariners reliever Brian Wu is doing this interview. And he's saying all the things. You're going to hear it. He's saying all the things you say after a loss like this. We're crushed. We're going to regroup. We're going to come back strong. And he's saying all these things. Listen to what happens in the background of reliever Brian Wu's interview. He goes, that about sums it up. That is a fellow player in the locker room. And unidentified,
not on his team.
Unidentified fellow player off camera.
Oh, is it another Mariner?
Just screaming. Play it,
in frustration,
again.
Not celebration.
Yes, in frustration. Play it again.
Got it.
The very end, he goes, well, that about sums it up right there. Oh, it was just heartbreaking. But what a game. You're right. Like, we stayed up for the whole thing.
Oh, my God. It was a fun game to watch. My goodness. And then we had work today.
Mm-hmm. Had to come in early, as a matter of fact.
So we were tasked with providing the in-house entertainment. This is one of those fire sale weeks down in the sales department where everybody is in the office.
Yeah.
You're making every phone call you can make.
Very busy.
Fire sailing for the beginning of next year. You know, let's get up to budget. Let's hit our marks for, you know, the first quarter of 2026. And they need a break. You know, they're down there just busting their you-know-whats.
Working hard.
So we were tasked with, and Carrington and Rob from next door had to do it last Thursday.
Providing some entertainment?
Yes. Yeah. And so we didn't know what to do. We were thinking maybe we'll go down and play left, right, center. Maybe we'll do a mixtape. Oh, wait, Rob and Carrington stole that from us last week.
Mm.
So we did this was Dana's idea, and it was brilliant. We did a lip sync battle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Where you had to write down, and you could do it solo, or you could do it in a group.
You could do it in a group. You could do a hit. You could do, it really was the artist's choice.
Now, but we did have a couple of requirements. You had to know the song.
Obviously.
You could pick your own song.
Oh, okay.
But one example I gave was, I said, the more unique the song is to who you are, the better you're going to be reviewed.
Show us what you got.
Dana and I were the judges.
Yeah.
Okay. But we did give them an example before we got started. We showed them what we were looking for. And for example, I said to, you know, Jack Ancona, who was sitting right in the front, who said under his breath, I'm not doing this. And he didn't do it. He had an emergency sales call right at the beginning of the
big account coming through.
Yeah,
right now.
Once he heard it was a lip sync battle, he's like, oh, this is, I got Ford here. I got to go. And never came back. But I said, you know, we've got Jack here. He's, you know, 65 years old. You would think he's into classic rock. If he's to get up here and do AC/DC's Back in Black, nice choice. But if he were to get up here and do Britney Spears' Toxic,
way better.
So this is lip syncing.
Yes, it was a lip sync.
You
battle.
Play
yes.
the music, and the person gets up and lip syncs to it, kind of like air guitar.
Well,
karaoke.
And Tara Ard and Sarah Falke and Megan Grauer and this new gal that we just hired named Cassie, they did. Was it Beyonce?
Oh, it was very good. They did Moulin Rouge.
Mm.
Killed it. Probably doesn't hurt that Cassie's a former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader.
Hmm.
They crushed it. Here was, and they won. They won the trophy, which was a vintage limited edition Dana and Parks autographed bowling pin.
Oh, wow.
From the first Dana and Parks bowling bash.
It was impressive.
In 2017.
It's almost as good as what you would find stolen from the Louvre.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dan, exactly. Yeah. Would you care to guess the song that Dane and I used as an example?
Ebony and Ivory.
It was not Ebony and Ivory.
We did kick that around. Oh, I love it so much.
That's perfect.
It's perfect, Dan, because we were lip syncing the song that Millie and Vanilli
were lip syncing.
It's a twofer.
Very meta.
And I even got... Like, Dana was like, when they do the...
Yeah, I want you to dance.
I had to, like, do a fat... Like, I was fast running in place.
Yeah, there was choreography. I'll tell you this. If you're looking for a team-building thing, we laughed.
It was
laughed. It was very funny. It was very stupid.
Oh, yeah.
What you forget about that song is the beginning of that song is spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Very dramatic.
He says something like, oh, my gosh, I've been thinking...
No.
It's so dumb. And you go, you mean a lot to me.
Wait. Hang on.
Do you guys remember? It was on a cassette tape in the 1980s. We all had that cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I did.
The
what was that, 89?
Yes.
It was 1989.
The woman's voice goes, I really mean that much to you?
Album came out in 1988, I think, but it didn't become a hit until 89.
Okay.
And he goes, girl.
Not mistaken. Wait, hang on. Wait. We're gonna reenact it just like we did downstairs.
It's so bad.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so your opening line is, so what are you doing back?
So what are you doing back?
Well.
Stop. A dramatic reading by Dana and Parks.
This is not dramatic.
It's
this is
so
what
bad.
It actually sounds like on the cassette. So hang on.
Okay.
So what are you doing back?
Here we go.
And we did this part downstairs.
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and I thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true. That's what it sounds like. I swear to God.
Do you think they allowed Millie or Vanilli to even do the spoken word?
No.
They didn't do any of it.
Thank you, Dan.
That was good.
Yeah.
Kramer was there. Kramer, were we good or were we good?
I mean, you did a lot better than what I saw down there. So you guys, amazing.
If there was a Grammy for impersonating a group that impersonated singing, I mean, I think it's clear who the winner would be.
You know it's true.
Well.
Play it because you sound just like the guy.
I know. It's exactly what he does.
Weren't they from Germany or something? Because
you
can tell.
Yes, the band was from Germany.
Yeah. Well, the real people or also Millie Vanilli?
No, they were from like France or something.
He does sort of sound like someone speaking that's just learned on, what is it, Babbel, to sort of learn a foreign language.
Well. Right, here it is.
Please play it. It's okay, so bad.
Ready? Okay, here
yes,
we go.
Yeah, right.
Shh. Everybody quiet.
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
I mean, did I nail it or did I nail it?
Yeah, you really got into character.
Well, I sat back.
And you're actually very nice.
I thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me.
A lot.
You mean a lot to me. I mean, it's like, tell me English is your second language without telling me that English is your second language. Oh.
Pretty cringe.
There is a story in our stack that Scott hasn't even seen. And it's a little old, but it will work for every single person listening. I assure you that when you think about where you work.
Well.
What do you guys gift for the going away farewell? If it's a retirement, if someone is moving away from your company, not if they're fired, that's awkward. But if someone is leaving on a very high note, is there an expectation of a card, a party, a cake?
A card? How long have they been there?
There was a lawsuit over the lack of a parting gift, and we're going to talk about it straight ahead.
Okay. Dan,
you know it's true.
Girl, you know it's true. Well, Kramer, Dan Weinbaum, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Who's this?
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So we go to one of my favorite coffee shops the other day. I have a handful of them, but one of them is Cafe Equinox inside of
this is a classic
Family Tree and Nursery.
But who's singing this version?
I'm going to tell you. We are sitting down in surrounded by the beauty of those gardens, drinking our coffee, and one of these songs comes on, and it's a cover, not of this song, but of These Arms of Mine by Otis Redding. And so we get in the car, and I'm like, who was that guy? And lo and behold, he is an artist from New Orleans named Tab Benoit. We are so late to this party, I don't understand how it happened. But had we not sat there for coffee and heard this cover, I don't know how he's not been in my life every single day. Now he is. So he is playing in St. Louis here in a couple of weeks, and we're not able to go, but he's down in New Orleans next April. We are talking about flying down to New Orleans just to catch his show. Scott, he is born and raised in New Orleans. He has been touring for 30 years. He has got the most stunning, raw.
That's raw.
Blues voice you have ever heard. What was the other song I told you to play? I don't even remember the name of it, Kramer. He's got so many hits, and he's got so many covers of hits. Just look him up. We spent all weekend listening to really his entire catalog, and it's one of those things that you can just play.
I mean, his top song is like Nothing Takes the Place of You.
Oh, it's all so good.
How many listens?
Oh.
I mean, for that song alone, Nothing Takes the Place of You is over 4.7 million.
Pull up, Kramer, if you would. Pull up I Put a Spell on You, which obviously is CCR cover. You know that voice when you hear it. Sort of like a Stevie Ray Vaughan, sort of like just that raw.
Listen,
like
I don't mind a good cover.
Yeah, if you're out walking in New Orleans and you're walking by one of the open air bars down there and you hear this stunning sound coming from the bar, that's what he reminds me of. And so when we looked it up and it's like, yeah, he's from New Orleans. I'm like, oh my gosh, of course he is. Oh, here he comes to crank it.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it, Kramer.
He's just incredible.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
And he's got
very talented.
A bajillion hits, but he also does some really, really good covers. So there you have it.
There's nothing wrong with a good cover.
Tab and Wall, I'm in love. All right, I want to talk about the work going away party. Do we still do it? Under what circumstances do we do it? And here's why. After COVID, right, a lot of things changed. And one of the things that changed, we don't know our coworkers as well as we used to, right?
I agree.
And so the farewell party that used to be a big thing when someone is leaving on good terms, whether they are retiring after 30 years and they're getting the gold watch and the pension that doesn't exist anymore, you know, we used to do cake and maybe everyone would go out for drinks. You'd do a little
farewell party. We still kind of do that here. We still kind of do the drinks. We do that with Kara Markser.
But if you do it for one, do you have to do it for all?
No.
And I think, you know, more and more companies are erring toward we're just not going to do it. Employees, sadly, in a lot of companies don't know each other the way they used to. They just don't.
Hence you and I downstairs doing Milli Vanilli lip syncing earlier today.
People working remotely from home, it's not always possible. There are some companies I read the other day, Scott, that are doing Zoom farewell parties. I'm like, is there anything more depressing than a Zoom farewell party?
Well.
And maybe the only thing more depressing than a Zoom farewell party is the lawsuit over the workplace farewell.
Okay. So here is the story. This one's out of Britain, but we'll just use this as a catapult to get into a larger conversation.
Her name is actually Karen. I'm just stating a fact.
Story here. A literal and figurative Karen, in this case a British woman named Karen Connigan, has sued her former employer, the International Airlines Group, after her coworkers didn't give her a farewell card when she left the company. But you see, the thing is, a farewell card is required in Britain.
What?
It was just never given to her because so many people felt compelled not to sign it.
So they talked to one of her managers, and four people signed the card. He said, and I tend to agree with him, he thought it was better to do nothing than to hand over a card. Let's say there's 150 employees and only four people signed it.
Mm-hmm.
She lost in the lawsuit. Obviously, she lost.
In her lawsuit, though, Karen Connigan argued that not receiving a farewell card was a breach of equality law in England, and it reflected a failure to acknowledge her existence within the company. She was just looking for a little bit of recognition, that's all. Just some acknowledgement that she existed in this place with these people. That's understandable and relatable. But is it worth? Is it something worth suing over?
No!
Probably not, when it turns out people did go out of their way to not sign her farewell card.
Now, there are times where an enormous farewell send-off is appropriate, warranted, wanted Johnny Dare in the way that he got to say goodbye when that iconic, amazing show finally came to an end, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would say, Scott, and I think you would agree with this, that after 30 years at this company, if no one got you on your retirement day, no one got you a cake, no one did anything, I think it would hurt your feelings. It would hurt my feelings for you.
Yeah, I mean, like if the show came to an end tomorrow, I've been here for 29 years. You and I have been doing this for 14. I've been doing the show for 20. If I got off the air today at 6 o'clock and I just walked out knowing it was my last day
and nobody was here
and I walked in my car by myself, I would be a little bit, it would hurt my feelings. Yes, of course.
So I want to ask everybody, is the farewell party or card or cake or let's all go out to drinks, is that expected? Is it warranted? And if you do it for one, you know, when John Grayson moved, we had a huge little gathering down at the Peanut.
Yep.
We had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But do you do that for everybody?
So I think there are certain qualifiers that you have to take into consideration.
Okay.
All right. Number one is time. How much time have you put in at this company?
I agree.
All right. Number two, terms of disengagement. Were you fired because you suck at what you do?
Yeah.
Or did you, like John Grayson, just decide, you know what? I've been here for several years. I'm going to go in a different direction. And I know we got to get to break here at the bottom of the hour. We welcome your calls, by the way, at 913-586-7798. And you know, back in the day, you were mentioning the watch. Back in the 60s and 70s, maybe 50s, if you retired from a company after 30, 40 years there, you were given what might be described as a proper send-off.
Yes!
You were given not only your pension, but you were given a company watch, you know, maybe a nice set of pens.
Maybe a proclamation. I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know if we're going to have time. 913-586-7798. What is the qualifier for the, quote, proper send-off when you leave a company? Like, for example, we had a couple of people not too long ago leave after less than a year working here. I don't recall us going out to drinks. There was no... It was just a, hey, see you later. Thanks for stopping by.
Best of luck.
Really hope you do well. 913-586-7798. And what is the proper send-off now? Obviously, it's not the pension in most places. You're probably not getting a watch or a pen set or a knife set. That's not happening. 913-586-7798 here on Dana.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Parks.
So before we get to the phones, you were right, Scott. There are a handful of influencing factors that really come into play when it comes to the farewell party.
Qualifiers. Yeah.
Company culture, employee tenure. You mentioned that.
Yep.
Workforce changes with so many people hybrid, and employee sentiment. They also list economic factors, and then this: a 2023 survey by Visier found that 2/3 of U.S. workers have reduced or stopped attending after-hours company events. Many employees state they prefer to keep their personal and their professional lives separate.
Read that, the company Christmas party.
Yep.
Which, you know, quite frankly, I don't think, and you know I love this company. I've worked here for 30 years. I wouldn't have stayed here for 30 years if I didn't. I don't think I'm going to the Christmas party. Number one, there's going to be a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's probably not a place I need to be. And number two, I sort of kind of agree with that sentiment. I'm okay with mixing work and my private life to a degree. You know, we've been to Royals games with the big boss downstairs, and we've all sat in the same area at Kauffman Stadium, et cetera. We've been to Chiefs games, sat in the suite. That was awesome. But I just don't know that I guess I've been to enough company Christmas parties where I've seen people destroy their career.
Yeah.
The one woman who jumped on a table.
I love that story.
Oh my God. That was at the, is there a place called the Cashew downtown?
Yep.
Yeah. That it was at the Cashew.
We've all had nights we wish we could get back.
She was hammered, jumped on the table to Beyonce's You Should Have Put a Ring on It, and was dancing on the table. Plates were flying, and she's dangling her left hand in front of her soon-to-be ex-boyfriend's face, saying, "You should have put a ring on it." That happened at one of our Christmas parties. Ooh. Fred in South Kansas City. Fred, hello.
Hi. Just had to get a comment kind of off to the side on these retirement parties, but the best send-up of a retirement party was on Bob Newhart. You guys remember Bob Newhart?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One of his first albums out was called The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart. On that is the retirement party. And it is a riot.
Is it a song or is it a skit?
Skit. Well, he does it just himself, you know. But it's like he's the guy plays the guy retiring and giving his little farewell speech, and talking about how he couldn't have made it all these years if he hadn't been able to glom $300 a month out of petty cash. And
well, you know, the biggest thing, Fred, I remember about Newhart was, hi, my name's Larry. This is my brother, Daryl. This is my other brother, Daryl.
This is my other brother, Daryl.
So good.
Yeah. Well, this album was before he was ever on TV. He was a stand-up comic that he'd be on Ed Sullivan and different shows.
Oh, check it out. That sounds fun, man.
Yeah, if you guys can pull it up, it's just a riot to listen to.
Okay. All right, we'll do, Fred. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Sure thing.
All right, 913-586-7798. Chase in Savannah. Hello, Chase.
This is Terry, actually.
Oh, Terry, beg pardon. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hey, that's right. Hey, I think it says more about the character of the person, honestly, than necessarily the company. I think if a person's a good person and well-liked, they're going to have a party for him. And if not, you know, somebody just, people just don't care. So, I don't know. I mean, to me, that basically says a lot about the person if there's not a party for him.
What about a parting gift?
Kind of the same thing. I mean, I had a line level manager work. He had about 50 guys working for him. He was only there about 6 months, and he left for another job. And the workers on their own went together and bought him a couple of gifts, bought like 5 or 6 cards, and literally shed a tear when he left.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's about the character of the person. In my opinion. He's either aloof at work, or like you said, they may be offended by not wanting to. He personally might not want to commingle with the workers outside of work, and they may take that as an insult. But he may know how he is when he drinks. He may not want to, you know, let himself loose when he's at work, whatever. But I think it says more about the person than it does necessarily the job.
Okay, all right, man. I do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. From the text line, I had 46 years of the greatest job ever and just walked out one day and the business closed all at the same time. Another says, I retired at 15 years at a place that I loved. I did not want a party and they respected that. I walked out on my own feeling that I did a decent job. I hate parties. Okay.
All right. Boy, I bet he's a blast at parties.
Yeah. I just hate parties. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that I would expect something. And you've been here a long time, too, now.
Yeah.
How did what did you get over at KCTV5 when you walked out?
I think for my 10-year anniversary, they let you pick, like, from a catalog. You got, like, $300, and you could pick something from a catalog. And okay. I picked a mountain bike, and it was so funny. It came in a box. I don't know why it would be any other way. And I always joke I got a bike in a box. But I loved that bike. And I thought that was a decent 10-year anniversary. You get Costco gift card, whatever you want. It was, you know, just a bunch of stuff in a catalog.
What about when you told them to take this job and shove it and you were going to radio?
I loved my last boss, Blaze. Oh, my God, I loved him. And I loved the people I worked with. And our last news director was so phenomenal that I was sad to leave the people. I was not sad to leave that job behind. I would never, ever go back. I've said it 1,000 times. It, you know, that job has a shelf life to me, and it was time to move on from standing outside at midnight wondering if—
Then why did it feel like I was pulling teeth to get you over here?
Wondering if the standoff is ever going to end when no one is inside the house. So when I left, Blaze gathered everyone in the newsroom and said a few words. And everyone just congratulations and have a blast at the radio station and tell Scott hi, and that was it.
And you thought, what the hell am I doing?
I did. And there's no cake? I thought
cake. They didn't throw a party at all?
We did not have a party. But also,
what about a card? Did you at least get a card?
I don't think there was a card. Uh-uh. I don't think so. There had been some turnover. And so a lot of the people that all my best friends, Barb Porter and Katie, had moved on, and Ann Peterson had moved on. So they were happy for me. And I think we all went out for drinks.
I saw
Sandra.
God, Sandra Olivas.
Sandra had moved on. She had went into banking.
I saw her at the barbecue competition on Saturday.
And we're all still very close. But no, there was no cake.
Huh.
Just a woman that replaced me that didn't know how to pronounce Olathe.
Well, it is pronounced Olath. Whatever became of her?
I don't know.
Let's go to Laney in Blue Springs. Laney, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Yes, I just recently retired after a little more than 10 years, and we were mostly a virtual company and post-pandemic, but every year they would bring all of the staff into Kansas City for a team building, and they recognized me at that point, which was in June. I announced my retirement in May, and then September 12th, my 67th birthday, was my retirement date. But we had cookies and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
And they did recognize me, and I got a $50 gift card to Sonic.
To Sonic? Not that there's anything wrong with Sonic.
Could there be anything better than Sonic Diet Coke?
And that's cheese
or
tots. That's cheese tots for like a month, Lainey.
Yeah, but you know the best thing they did. It's an online thing called Kudo Board. And they sent this link to all of these people across the nation that I've worked with, and they were all able to write something there. And then I have it electronically, and I was also able to get it printed into a book.
Aw, that's cool.
It's amazing.
That's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, Lainey, I hope you enjoy your retirement.
I do. I'm having a good time.
Good.
You guys take care.
All right, be safe and be well. All right, bye-bye.
You remember back in the day when men retired from certain industries,
usually where they wore a tie and a suit,
sometimes but not always. My grandfather, upon his retirement, and he worked, my god, farm guy, you know, Grandpa Norman, my god, Scott, hardest working man with weathered hands you've ever met.
See the guy that got retired?
No, that's the other one.
Okay.
And when he retired after 30 years where he worked in a blue collar type job, they threw him a party at a local restaurant with, you know, 20 fellow guys that he worked with.
So he wasn't a farmer. He worked in the farm industry.
He did for many, many years and then moved into something else, which also was sort of blue collar. And he went to the restaurant and 20 guys were there and they brought in a belly dancer.
Oh.
For the, you know, they had a cake for him, you know, happy retirement, Norman.
Where does one find a belly dancer in rural America?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. But I've seen the photos like in the old photo albums because this would have been back in like 1982 or something. I don't even remember when it was years ago. And she's got the little blue scarves, ding, 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 ding. And she's just got her belly right in his, and he is red as a beet. And she's putting the scarves around his head.
Where's Grandma?
I don't know that she was there for that, but
probably not invited.
There was photographic evidence, and I'm like, can you imagine doing like that, something like that today?
God, no.
You know, the head of HR, wherever anyone worked, would be like, it's come to our attention that you hired a dancer for Bob's going away party.
Well, the company didn't.
It's just stick with a card.
If the company doesn't, well, but if the company doesn't hire the belly dancer, are you breaking any rules?
Oh, funny. It was pretty rated G, but still, today it would not fly.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. No. It's good. We should have done this downstairs.
Did I ever tell you the time I was in Miami and I looked up, I swear to you, I looked up. And I saw A1A Beachfront Avenue. I had no idea, Kramer, in that song. I looked at him, I go, oh my God, there's A1A Beachfront Avenue. I go, I didn't know that we're here.
Is it an address or
that's awesome? Yes, it's an address, like right down at Miami Beach. You look up and it says
A1A Beachfront Avenue.
Did you take a picture in front of it?
Oh, yeah. Miami, amazing. Let me tell you, that is a place that you get in and you get out. It is.
It's a one-trip destination.
The people watching there will not disappoint you.
Oh.
Scott, there was a woman. Now, we were down there for the Super Bowl, so I think it was like crazy people. If you took like the people of Walmart and just drunk people and then put them in clothing they should not be wearing and put billions of them on that A1A Beachfront Avenue, that was Miami. The Super Bowl like kicks it up a notch, like with behavior. And a woman walked by, I swear to you, we're having a mimosa on the terrace outside.
Of course you are.
The beach is probably 200 yards in front of us. A woman walks by, and there's a lyric in that song where he says, girls are hot wearing less than bikinis, okay?
Right.
A woman walks by who has no business wearing what she was wearing. She has got a bikini top with a very mesh see-through swimsuit cover-up. And no bottoms.
Hmm.
That is a health department hazard, by the way. I'm trying to eat an omelet. She walks by and it is just right there, sister.
I'm going to show you a picture that I took. We went down there in...
Oh, it's not wearing pants!
Well, we went down there in March of 2019. Okay? It was spring break.
Yeah, oh.
But it wasn't spring break.
God! It
wasn't a bunch of crazy, wild college kids. It was spring break up here. I don't think they had started spring break around the country. Okay? I couldn't help but notice a lot of Eastern Europeans.
Okay.
A lot. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but they are body proud.
But they are body proud, and they leave little to the imagination. And then I saw this woman getting into a beach recliner, whatever they're called. And I want you to describe just kind of the lower half of her bathing suit.
Oh, God, that's exactly what I saw. Only this woman wasn't wearing pants. She looks like she's wearing some sort of athletic supporter on the bottom.
Okay, so it's a thong bikini on a woman who probably doesn't need to be wearing a thong.
Nice.
I'm going to be honest.
And a garter belt.
It's a garter belt. I'm going to be honest. I'm all about the body positivity. Like, if you feel good wearing whatever on a beach, you do you. My issue is she hygienically was not wearing any pants, not underwear, not nothing.
So full show.
She is just... I could not believe it. She was probably 45.
This isn't her first time. You know that, Dana.
No, I...
But the
people who live there and work there just shrug. They're like, yeah, welcome to Miami. And I'm like, but she's not wearing pants, sir.
But Dana, there's a different... I'm with you on body positivity, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm also there with body modesty.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. If Heidi Klum walked by not wearing pants, I'd be like, damn, girl. Wow. Still not really the most hygienic thing I've ever seen on a terrace where I'm trying to eat my breakfast. But, you know, it's Heidi Klum. This was not Heidi Klum.
But then you can't say that and then say that you support body positivity.
I support underwear.
I support garments.
On a public beach, I support bottoms. That's it.
Yes.
I'm no prude. Now, you know that.
I know, but if it's a nudist...
I'm like, lady, I don't need to see your uterus here.
If it's a nudist colony, that's one thing. You were not at a nudist colony, I'm assuming?
No.
Okay, then you need to wear proper garmentry.
We were on A1A, Beachfront Avenue, and right. I got a full frontal assault while I was trying to enjoy my brunch.
Hey, if you missed...
If
you missed this segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes. That guy over there is Kramer. She is Dana. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.